Scientists in Israel have built a microscopic computer that can detect symptoms of a disease and dispense a drug. Right now, the contraption only works in the laboratory, but the long-term goal is to find a way to put these molecule-sized computers inside human cells so they can fight disease. NPR's Richard Harris reports on the research that appears this week on the website of the magazine Nature.
Computers are very good at making decisions. Biological molecules are very good at carrying out tasks inside living tissues. Ehud Shapiro at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel decided to bring computers and biological molecules together to make a machine that could identify and correct errors inside cells. He made a molecular computer.
The machinery we use comes from biology, but the conceptual apparatus we use comes from computer science.
The molecular computer can answer simple yes or no questions, such as whether a particular compound is present or not. The decision in this case is made by a bit of DNA instead of a silicon chip. Shapiro and his colleagues built a simple molecular computer about 3 years ago. It made the Guinness Book as the smallest computer ever built.
A trillion computers can fit into a tiny drop of water.
It was a nice concept, but the computer was dumb. It could only answer boring questions. So the Shapiro group set to work making the computer smarter. First, they added a more sophisticated input device. This new computer can measure the amount of 4 different substances in its environment. If these 4 substances are present at certain levels, that would indicate a cell's genes were altered as the result of cancer.
The computer has encoded the medical rules which say basically if these genes have been altered, then produce this particular drug.
The drug in this case is a tiny snippet of DNA. It comes off the molecular device. In computer lingo, it's the output. That bit of DNA can then, in theory, act against the cancer. Shapiro got this to work in test tube simulations of 2 different tumors, prostate cancer and a lung cancer. Shapiro has no idea whether the molecular computer would have any effect on an actual cancer.
We're not medical doctors, and we have no claim about the viability of, this drug or that drug. But what we can say is that our computer can be programmed to release any short DNA or any short RNA molecule that one chooses.
It's up to medical researchers now to see if they can find short bits of RNA or DNA that can actually treat disease. That's an active area of investigation. Ron Weiss at Princeton University also does this kind of research. These are clearly early days for the field, he says, but the potential is huge. Weiss says, imagine adding tiny computers into the human body and have them patrol cells looking for cancer.
Let's say somebody has cancer, so I can somehow put in, these DNA circuits, and then all of a sudden the behavior of the cell is extended such that the cell can basically inspect itself and say, am I a cancerous cell? If the answer is yes, then kill the cell.
This prospect is probably far in the future. Shapiro at the Weizmann Institute says there are many questions yet to answer.
What we demonstrated is that the computer we built is small enough for the task and that it is smart enough for the task. But we have not come up with a way to package it in a way that can be delivered. I'm sure there are many other hurdles I haven't even thought about. How long it will take until it has medical applications, I cannot even guess.
Shapiro is surprised, though, that he has come this far so quickly. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.